Dogs Are the Best People, a classic song from the Fobs, celebrating the love and loyalty of dogs. Soon, the ACT Legislative Assembly will vote on a bill which aims to recognise dogs as sentient beings in law. If passed, the ACT would become the first Australian jurisdiction to do so, and the minister that introduced the legislation joins me now. Chris Steele, welcome to RN Drive.
Good evening, Patricia.
Now, even I have a puppy now, as everyone knows. We already know that dogs have feelings. My puppy has so many feelings, but why does that need to be recognised in the law?
It's about recognising that people have a duty of care to care for the mental well-being of animals, not just their physical well-being. And the recognition of sentience is also in relation to all animals. Generally, it's considered that vertebrates are sentient rather than invertebrates. And it's simply recognising that they feel emotion and pain. And that applies to a whole range of different animals, including livestock. We're simply seeking to recognise the science in law for the first time.
The RSPCA says the sentience of animals has been recognised in official Australian government policy since 2008 within the Australian Animal Welfare Strategy. So what would actually change? Like, how would this take it even further than that?
Well, by putting it in the objects of our animal welfare legislation, if the court is considering an animal welfare case, and for example, we've heard instances where dogs have been chained up in a garage for weeks or been underfed and there's evidence that it's been beaten, this would enable the court in determining guilt and determining what the appropriate penalty might be for an offender to consider the mental welfare of the animal, not just their physical health, in considering what penalty might be appropriate. So it may also provide an important lens when we're reviewing the codes of practice that apply across farming and across transportation of animals in relation to codes of practice for culling animals and those sorts of things as well, which are also under this piece of legislation.
In your Canberra Times op-ed, you say there's been a lot of misinformation around this bill, and the idea that people will get fined for not walking their dogs every day is untrue. So that won't happen?
It won't. We've been very clear in the bill that a dog in a backyard or an apartment that's able to move freely won't be captured under an offence in this bill. It's already illegal, actually, not to exercise an animal that's in confinement. We're simply seeking it and making sure it's easier to enforce. And it's in an instance where a dog might be caged up or chained up to a pole for days on end. Of course, they should be able to have a period of exercise for at least once a day. And that's just one of the things that we're hoping to do through this legislation.
So it's about freedom of movement at home. If I live in Canberra and I walk my dog on Sunday but don't get a chance to walk it again until Tuesday, you wouldn't fine someone in that scenario?
No, that's certainly not the intention of the bill. We've made it really clear, and I'd certainly be in that position myself, Patricia, with a large number of events in the evening when I usually walk my dog. So, this is really aimed at the most egregious cases of animal cruelty. Domestic Animal Services staff and RSPCA, when they're going out to houses, often come across dogs that have been locked in cages for days on end. They're not provided with water. They're not provided with exercise. And of course, we should be prosecuting the owners of those animals.
The ACT opposition is accusing you of treating everyday pet owners like criminals who are now at risk of jail time. What new penalties come with this?
We've strengthened at the higher end cruelty and aggravated cruelty penalties, including fines of up to $48,000 and also 3 years imprisonment. At the very lower end, though, we've introduced a range of lower level duty of care offences, which will enable our domestic animal services staff to go out and issue on-the-spot infringements for the first time. And so we think it'll make it easier to enforce our animal welfare laws and hopefully better protect animals and recognise their value to the community. And in Canberra, they are very much valued.
Finally, Chris, since the explosion of Instagram, dogs with breathing problems like pugs and Frenchies have become a bit of a, well, should I call them a fashion accessory? I might be going too far and I don't want everyone to hate me who's listening, but who has a pug, but you know what I'm saying here. Does your legislation say anything about owning certain breeds, ones that obviously are really struggling because of the way they've been bred?
There is a code of practice around breeding animals. And so when we're seeking to update those codes of practice that apply to a whole range of things, we may consider the changes that we've made to the objects of the Act around sentience to make sure that animals have a good quality of life and that they're cared for appropriately. But I think some of those breeds, the dogs are very well cared for because they're often put on show. So I'm not sure that they're particularly being targeted in the changes that we're making.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Have a good evening.